Back now to President Donald Trump's first trip overseas. It includes stops in Saudi Arabia, Israel, Vatican City, Belgium, and Italy. The 9-day journey will likely involve more than a few state dinners, banquets, and working lunches. But Trump is a notoriously picky eater, so we wondered how's he going to manage all these exotic new tastes and textures. Tom Sietsema is the food critic for The Washington Post. All right, so the first stop, Saudi Arabia, shouldn't be too challenging because they're accommodating Trump with steak. Well done.
They are.
With the side of ketchup. Do you know what the protocol setup was behind getting to that menu?
Well, you know, anytime with protocol, it's so sensitive. It's a bit of a state secret, the people who work in protocol, because they have to know the sleeping habits, the eating habits, all the personal likes and dislikes of visiting heads of state. And in this case, they got the word that this is a guy who likes steak. You know, he's not a very adventurous eater. He hoovers his food. He's not, say, those who have eaten with him, you know. He's not someone who really enjoys the pleasures of the table. He likes to sit down, eat, and be done in under an hour.
So Saudi, Israel, Belgium for a dinner with the new French president Macron and a dinner with Italy's leader. He likes pasta, so he should be good to go with his Italian counterpart. But
he does.
Where do you anticipate problems?
You know, I think he's a bit of a clean freak. He likes clean environments. He likes to know where his food is coming from. Food safety is a big priority for him. In fact, he ate a lot of fast food on the campaign trail because, you know, cleanliness was something that was associated with fast food chains, he thought. You know, one bad hamburger and you can destroy McDonald's, he said.
Yeah, I mean, he's essentially a germaphobe. And here he is basically admitting that to John Harwood on CNBC.
I'm imagining that you skip the dip appetizers because, like Seinfeld, you've got a double dip issue.
I was out recently and somebody was dipping the shrimp into sauce. This guy weighed like 370 pounds and he had a shrimp and he dipped it into the sauce. Then he dipped it a second time. I never even met the guy. I said, you just double dipped. It was incredible. He didn't know what I meant and then he understood it. I mean, he was a nice guy, but like I didn't have any shrimp.
He was straight out of Seinfeld.
No, he went right into it. He did it a double. I've seen that happen many times. It's pretty disgusting, right?
Right.
It's like putting your whole mouth in the bowl.
Oh, my goodness. That is so him.
So, as you say, he hoovers up his food, a fast eater. Some of these official dinners can go on for hours, though. And with his French and Italian counterparts, I mean, it's all about slow eating. What's your advice for him? Chew every bite in like 20 times?
Wow. Chew every bite. Engage in people. Pause. Put down your fork. Those are all habits that we should all, you know, be involved in, I think. But again, he's someone who really likes to eat fast and he just needs to, for the sake of diplomacy, world peace and everything else, I would advise him to chew slowly and listen.
Tom Sietsema, the food critic for The Washington Post. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.